This is Rhema for Today.
One thing about it, my aunt said, you'll never catch me down there at that full gospel tabernacle. Well, you know, I kept preaching. I didn't preach at them. I just left them alone to live right. Got married. We had our family. 10 years went by. Actually, 11 years. 11 years from the time we were married went by. And my aunt said to my mother, I believe I'll go visit Kenneth and them. Said, I've watched this through the years. Their children are never sick. They, none of them ever have any prolonged ills. There must be something to that Holy Ghost business. I believe I'll go visit them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, How to Possess the Land, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, or the Hebrew word is deliverance. Show him my deliverance. Hallelujah. 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 Well, when I read that, I said, I know what I'll do. I'll run my reference. Because there's a little number here by long. Look over in the margin. It refers you to several other scriptures. You come over to the book of Proverbs. And I read a number of verses over there. You see where he said, by doing certain things, you'll add unto yourself length of days. And he said in other places, by people doing certain things and not doing the right thing, he said their days will be cut in half. And another occasion, he said their days would be shortened. Well, I saw right away then, if they could be lengthened or they could be shortened, that you didn't have an appointed time, you're going to die whether or no. I saw then that that voice that spoke took that verse out of its setting. But you know, the devil don't give up easy. How many of you know the devil doesn't give up easy? Over here in this land, this promised land, there's still giants there. There's still enemies there. And they'll do everything in the world. All the devil and his cohorts and all the people that he can influence will do their best to talk you out of God's blessings. And so immediately then, to my mind, here's a voice that spoke up and said, well, yes, long life, though, is just for Israel. The Old Testament, that's not for you in the New Testament. My feathers fell. I thought, well, I guess that's something. This is Old Testament. So he didn't promise long life. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, though. I'm going to keep running my reference. If I can find anything in the New Testament about long life, I know it belongs to us. Amen? So I ran my reference. You know, some years later, I read, and while I'm talking, turn over to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Some years later, I read from an international-owned Bible teacher. Don't misunderstand me, not. I learned a lot from him because he's a marvelous teacher, saved, baptized, the Holy Ghost. But you see, just because a fellow's a teacher and just because he's a leader, don't make everything he said so. I've said a lot of things through the years preaching. That's not so. I didn't know at the time they weren't so. But in the process of time, I found out they weren't so. And you might as well admit it, you're in the same boat. Amen. But this great Bible teacher, internationally known, said, long life is not a New Testament promise. But you see, I'd already found out years before I read after him the truth. I always thought the book of Ephesians was in the New Testament, didn't you? How many of you know the book of Ephesians is in the New Testament? Well, does it say anything about long life? Notice the 6th chapter. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live a short time upon the earth. No. That it may be well with thee. Those are not well days when you're sick, are they? That it may be well with thee, and your days may be long. Short, no, long. Where? On the earth. Paul is preaching that to the church at Ephesus, to New Testament Christians. You ought to teach your children that. I mean, if you have to reprimand them, I know in raising our kids, I mean, sometimes you have to, because you told them if you do so and so, I'm going to whip you, and they did it, so you don't want to be a liar. But I'd always sit down, you know, never did have to do much with Pat, but with Ken. Boys are more rambunctious than girls. But I'd always, before I'd whip him, read this scripture to him, said, son, I'm not going to whip you because I want to. I'm not going to whip you because I'm mad about it. I have your interest at heart. Don't you want to be well, never be sick, never be in the hospital? Live a long time on the earth? Yeah. Well, I'd read the scripture. Go ahead and spank him if I had to. I remember he's about 5 years old. Between 5 and 6. And we'd pray with them. Now, after they started school, we'd pray with them every morning before they went to school, read the Bible and pray with them before they went to school. But back here before they went to school, we'd read usually at nighttime. And usually read, see, because they haven't learned to read yet, read Herbert's Bible storybook or Bible stories that little kids can understand, you see. And then we'd go to bed. When everybody went to bed, that's usually when I did my studying, because I didn't have a study in the church. I just had my studies in the home. We had a one-room church. And I'd do most of my studying in the night, sometimes read all night long. And so I went into the other room. They all went to bed, where my desk was and books. And he came in there and said, Daddy, find that scripture where it talks about that it'll go well with you and you won't be sick and live a long time. So I found it and read it. He began to cry. He said, you know, you told me to empty that wastebasket this morning. Said, I didn't do it. Well, I saw it had been emptied. I guess Aretha emptied. He said, I didn't do it. I want you to forgive me, because I don't want to be sick. I want to live a long time. I said, well, fine. I'll forgive you. Let's get down there and ask the Lord to forgive you for disobeying. Amen. Amen. He talks about here in the Old Testament. We read that about this land, you know, and that's a type of the land we're living in, the spiritual land, you know, promised land. There'll be as days of heaven upon earth. Hallelujah. I remember when I went Pentecostal. See, I was Baptist, and we're talking about 1937. They called Pentecostal people holy rollers, tongue talkers. My aunt is secretary, my mother's only sister, secretary to the mayor of the city. My uncle, her only brother's vice president, one of the larger banks there. She said, Kenneth learned the family. He's learned the family name. Going off with those holy rollers. Going off with those tongue talkers. He's learned the family name. I say sometimes some folks are always bragging about their family tree. Maybe it never did produce anything but a bunch of nuts. Amen. Everybody, I mean, you folks have got members of your family, folks as kin to you, that you're ashamed of. I mean, you'd be embarrassed if you knew that I knew it. By the same token, I've got members of the family, you know, kin folks somewhere out there. I'm sure glad you don't know that they're kin to me. In fact, some of those folks may feel the same way about you. No, we don't have anything to brag about from the natural standpoint. One thing about it, my aunt said, you'll never catch me down there at that full of gospel tabernacle. Well, you know, I kept preaching. I didn't preach at them. I just left them alone to live right. got married. We had our family. 10 years went by. Actually, 11 years. 11 years from the time we were married went by. And my aunt said to my mother, I believe I'll go visit Kenneth and them. Said, I've watched this through the years. Their children are never sick. They, none of them, ever have any prolonged illness. There must be something to that Holy Ghost business. I believe I'll go visit them. I mean, they wouldn't have anything to do with it before. She came, I was gone. I was out on the field after I left my last church. My wife was there, though, and the children. My niece was there at that time. We kept her for several years. And my aunt went back, my mother's only sister, and said, I knew there's something to that. I'll tell you, just visiting in that home's like going to heaven. You could sense the presence of God there. It's like going to heaven. He said it'd be days of heaven on the earth. She said, I said I wouldn't go to that foot of gospel tabernacle, but I'm going. There's in a revival. She went down there and visited. And then asked them if she could do anything. Bought a bill of groceries and took to the pastor. What convinced her? Me hollering and talking, jumping? No, thank God I hollered and talked and jumped. But not with her. Or where she could see it. Amen. No, bless God. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Now you can do what you want to. Because you see, we're all led differently. But I never did say one word to any of my kin folks about being saved. I never said one word to them. Never invited one of them to come to church. Never invited one of them to come to hear me preach. Never said to one of them about Jesus or God or the Bible or anything. I just believed if they could see I had something they'd all wanted. And you know, every single one of them followed me in. Glory to God. I'm telling you, if you live over here in the promised land, they'll all want it. Amen. They'll all want it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up.
Yes, in July. You might want to mark it on your calendar. Or go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it, because it's a great time.
That's right.
And the reason I'm talking about it now, so that you have time to make your plans and get here.
Yes, and we have events for the children as well as for the youth.
That's right.
It's an awesome time to get refreshed for the whole family.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How to Possess the Land. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.